Our next story also features a creative form of criticism aimed at a national leader. The leader in question is Russia's Vladimir Putin. He's under pressure because of the alleged fraud that tainted Russia's parliamentary elections 10 days ago. Protests over the vote have seriously dented Putin's once invincible image. This past weekend, tens of thousands of people took to the streets in Moscow to vent their frustration. Many also vented on video. They were asked by the alternative newspaper, Bolshoi Gorod, to choose a word that best described the day. The video was later set to music by the Russian 80s band Kino.
Общественный диссонанс. Ложь. Много. Надоело.
Да, Коля, я против.
Not surprisingly, the video has found an audience on the internet. Courtney Weaver is a reporter for the Financial Times in Moscow. She tells us what the people in the video are saying.
You have people who are clearly very angry about what's going on, chanting, you know, Russia without Putin, or fed up, shamed, deception. But on the other hand, you have people who kind of have a more festive spirit in regards to the event, you know, saying beer, hurrah, love your people, happiness, truth.
And are they also anti-Putin?
Some are anti-Putin, for sure. I mean, it's a significant percentage, and against the pro-Kremlin party, United Russia. But at the same time, you know, they don't want Putin to leave because they don't see an alternative leader. But at the same time, they do want kind of a slow change. And I think this is really reflected in the Kino song that was chosen to be played with the video.
Yeah, let's talk about that, because I think the original context is kind of key. It was written and performed by the singer who is no longer alive, Victor Tsoi, and his band Kino, apparently on the eve of the Soviet departure from Afghanistan. Is that context meaningful for this group of protesters?
Absolutely. I mean, this was a song that came out in 1987, you know, at the height of Perestroika, and Victor Tsoi actually died in 1990 in a car crash right before the Soviet Union fell. And the words of it reflects these kitchen conversations that went on during Perestroika and before, when you had these open conversations about politics in your kitchen where no one could hear you. So there's some lines about, you know, cigarettes in our hands and tea on the table and demanding, you know, change in our hearts and our eyes and in our laughter and our tears.
Right. The song is called Peremen, and I guess that means changes. But Victor Tsoi wasn't typically a very political singer. I'm wondering if that maybe even adds fuel to the potency of the song.
I think it's hard to see this song not in a political context, but it does it in a very poetic way and kind of brings up this issue without coming out outright and saying what it's actually about.
How popular is this particular video that was shot this past weekend across Russia?
Well, this magazine, Bolshoi Gorod, which comes out once a week and is akin to a Village Voice, has a huge fan base in Moscow and across Russia. Not many people will have heard of it, but among the estimated 25,000 to 50,000 people that came out in Moscow on Saturday and are part of the middle class and very active on the internet, they will have seen this video.
Courtney, were you surprised that you know, the people who are talking over the music on this video were actually willing to go on the record and say these things?
Well, I was actually there on Saturday myself, and I mean, everyone was pretty much willing to talk. I mean, it was just a very open atmosphere that, I mean, people for so long didn't really care about what was going on in politics, and maybe now, I mean, they're not demanding huge change, but at the same time, they want their voice to be heard, and this video is definitely a reflection of that.
Courtney Weaver, a reporter with the Financial Times in Moscow. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
If you want to see the video, it's on our website, theworld.org. And that's it for us today. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH in Boston, I'm Marco Werman.